Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, baby. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate, all around the upstate and around the world on your smart speaker, coming to you live from my couch in the Casa de Love as the second Rob Brown Show Home Edition hits your ear holes. Now I am Rob Brown. My man DJ Tim back in the network studio scratching up the ones and twos for you. Tim, how you feeling, big guy? Day number two of Marathon Radio for you.
Yeah, I got to tell you, by the end of Mark Ryan yesterday, I was feeling it, man. But, you know, I got a good night's sleep. I'm ready to go back at it for round number three, I guess.
Yes, you are the non-doped up Lance Armstrong of radio right now. Four straight 7-hour days in the air chair. Actually, it's longer than that, right? Because you were on
I was on Friday.
You were on Friday, and you're in a chair, and I know it's perhaps slightly less demanding than having to work with the couple of divas that are Rob Brown and Mark Ryan, but you do a couple of hours before you're here too, right?
Oh yeah, I do 2 hours in one our sister station here in the building.
So you're doing four straight 9-hour days on the old radio ranch.
Oh yeah, yesterday I got here about 9:40 in the morning. Didn't leave till almost 8 o'clock last night.
I love it. I love it. Good on you, man. Good on you. I am the scientific term for my condition, I believe, is old. So I'm that. And I don't know. You know, I did the 7-hour stretch last week on air, talking to myself in a box for 7 straight hours. You going 9 for 4 days back to back to back to back. I'm just saying, at the end of this week, you should get like a medal of some type. Like, I'm sure that there's like a citizen's award for diligence that you should earn.
I mean, shoot, I'm not going to complain if I get one, but I mean, hey, I mean, it depends if the bosses are listening in their office.
I love it. I love it. Big day today. Big, 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 big day. A lot of stuff that we are going to talk about coming up at 2:15, bringing back a segment I used to do back in the day, the Raw Review. We'll be talking about all the things going on in professional wrestling over the past couple of days, because we really haven't gotten a chance to talk about that. And I want to, because I'm locked on my couch for the time being. So if I want to kill some level of boredom by talking about Ruby Riott versus the Iconics, then damn it, that's what we're going to do. We're also going to talk, obviously, a wee bit more about Cam Newton and his signing with the New England Patriots. Taking place yesterday. The odds on the board now, the Patriots have gotten significantly better odds of winning the Super Bowl this year. So we're going to talk about that, as well as Cam Newton now the number two betting favorite for the comeback player of the year. I will tell you why I absolutely believe that Cam Newton is a contender for that award and plenty more. But before we get into all of that, I wanted to tell a real quick story, Tim, because yesterday morning I came to pick up the equipment that I'm using to broadcast from live here at the Casa de Love. And when I left there, I had to run my final errand before I went into complete and total lockdown here at the Casa de Love. And so I got to the I had to run and drop off a package that I had to have shipped out by the end of the week. And it was like, it wasn't an option. It was like a professional thing. It had to get done. So I went to a FedEx store that's kind of over in the direction of the stadium off of Woodruff Road, over in that direction. And, you know, I have been doing my best to ensure that I am following social distancing protocols, to ensure that I am making sure that I'm wearing my mask whenever I'm out and about, because if, you know, the whole premise of the mask is if you are a carrier, then wearing a mask will significantly decrease the odds that you spread the Rona to an unwilling recipient. So I went to this FedEx store because I had to ship off a delivery that had to make it there by the end of this week. I walked in, was doing the social distancing thing, had the mask on, and when I walked in, I was the only person there. I kind of waited. I saw there were four or five people inside when I arrived at the FedEx store. So I waited a few minutes to allow the couple of people that were in there to clear out before I went in. I went in, and in the time that I was waiting and working with the young lady behind the sneeze guard to get my package shipped out, about 10 other people walked in and all jumped in line. I mean, obviously, it's Monday morning. People got packages coming in and out for their work week. And I noticed something of the, I'll say, 10 or 11 people that came into the FedEx shop, Tim. Every single one of them wearing a mask. Every single one of them wearing a mask. Every single one of them following social distancing protocols. And I was very happy about that. I was very happy about that. I was very proud of that. I was happy to see that those folks were following the guidelines that have been laid out to help stop the spread. Because, you know, last week, Tim, I was saying, I think as I watch the numbers absolutely boom in places like Arizona, Arizona, by the way, the university has just put their plans to have their athletes return to campus on hold because of the spike. So now we are starting to see at least a couple of major Division I powerhouse college football programs put the return of their student athletes to campus on hold because of the spiking number of coronavirus cases around the campuses. We have seen that only out of a couple of schools. It does not seem to be so far the norm. It seems to be the exception, not the rule. But we are seeing that start to happen. Tim, I don't know about you. We've talked about this with Diesel over the past couple of weeks. I'm kind of to the point where my belief is that we are not going to have college football this year. And if we do, it will not feel anything like a regular season. That's where I sit right now. Tim, what about you?
I'm kind of along those lines. The good news is I think we're going to have NFL football just because of the differential between like the contracts and stuff for the NFL. And you don't have any of that for college. That's kind of where I stand on that. I'm with you. I don't see it, and I hope to God I'm wrong, and I know you hope you're wrong also. But even if we do have it, of course it's not going to feel the same. Yeah, nothing about this year feels any kind of just has any regularity to it. You know, and I really hope I'm wrong, but I just don't know if we're going to have a college football season.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards it as the spikes in cases continue, and especially continue in some places that are critical to college football. We are seeing spikes in Florida, seeing spikes in Texas, seeing spikes in Arizona, all of these places that are kind of centralized locations in the college football world, all of which it is important that those areas are capable of hosting large teams, large games, large events. Now, with that being said, look, I was very happy to see those people following those protocols, wearing their mask, following all of the suggested guidelines in order to move us closer to normalcy. What I will say is very simple, and I hate to keep harping on this, but it seems to me like this is the case. At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, the way that you or I feel about social distancing, about masks, about all of these different guidelines, largely irrelevant. At the end of the day, when it comes to sports, right, and I am trying to keep this sports related, but again, we did our Stick to Sports Friday last week, and I think it went well, but at the end of the day, I think my point got proven that talking solely about sports without mentioning the social movement going on and the COVID-19 pandemic still taking place is kind of basically ignoring a relatively large chunk of what is truly going on in the sports world right now. So when it comes to the mask, when it comes to the sports, and I have been talking with friends of mine down in Florida. I got off the phone Sunday evening with a friend of mine who talks on the radio down in Jacksonville, Florida. I was talking with him about what's going on in DeVille, in Duval, and he told me that, for the most part, people are not really taking it seriously, that people aren't wearing masks, they aren't social distancing. For the most part, a lot of the bars, up until Florida closed the bars again, either yesterday or Sunday night, that people were still gathering in bars in large numbers and were not really heeding all of the guidelines and protocols that they would need to heed in order to stop the spread of these numbers. And I know a lot of you feel like it's not that dangerous, it's not that deadly. I know that a lot of you feel as if it's being blown out of proportion. But, and again, I'm not saying that what you feel and what you think isn't important. It is to me, which is why the phone lines are always open, which is why the text lines are always open on this show. But when it comes down to it, whether or not we have football is going to 100% depend on how the organizations in charge of making these calls, whether or not we play sports, feel about the pandemic and the liability that they will have to undertake if the sports are to go on in the midst of said pandemic. So the point of all of that was just very happy to see the number of people yesterday, at least around Greenville, who seemed to be following those protocols, because I don't know about you guys, I'd really like sports. Like, I'd really like football specifically, both professionally and just as a football fan. I would like it to take place. And so if for no other reason, just do the things so that we can play football, please. I'm begging you. Lunch breakdown, things you got to know about before we go talk about sports. Real quick, we'll run through these because we are going to address all of them as we move on to from baseball to get into, first and foremost, our World Series odds as Vegas begins to make its way back into the world of gambling are out. We do have our Super Bowl odds per Caesars Sportsbook. These dropped earlier in the week and have been made public now. Running down the list of teams, the Boston Red Sox, 50-1 favorites. They're over-under set at 30.5. The New York Yankees are plus 350 on the money line with a 36.5 over-under. The Chicago White Sox, 25-1 favorites with a 31.5 over and under. The Houston Astros are going to be facing some heat this year from other teams. They are 11-1 odds-on favorites with a 34.5 over under. The Atlanta Braves, 15-1 favorites to win the World Series. Only a couple of teams have gotten money lines better than 15-1 so far. The Minnesota Twins are also 15-1. The Houston Astros are 11-1. The Braves 15-1 with an over-under set at 33. The Mets 22-1. The Phillies 30-1. The Nats 18-1. So after the announcement from Ryan Zimmerman and a couple of other players that they would not be participating in the quest to repeat, the Nationals actually have worse odds than the Atlanta Braves to win the World Series. Your Chicago Cubs, 20-1 odds, as are the Reds right there in the same division. The Padres are 30-1, and nobody else has double-digit-to-one odds as World Series favorites. Speaking of baseball, item number two, baseball's new rules have been signed off on and made official. As of now, what we know is that coronavirus testing will take place every other day for players and coaches. Pitchers will be allowed to carry wet rags in their pockets that will prevent them from licking their fingers before touching the baseball. Masks in the dugout and bullpen will be required for any non-players, and no public transportation is allowed to and from the stadium. Communal food spreads for teams are not allowed. Saunas, fighting, spitting, smokeless tobacco, and sunflower seeds, all not allowed. There are some interesting questions that have been brought up because of those rule changes. We will talk about that later on in the show as well. And finally, over to the National Basketball Association, as we are now 1 month to the day away from the restart of the NBA season, but will it feel normal? It's looking more and more like a no. The New Jersey Nets are just one of a handful of teams that have seen at least one positive COVID-19 test off of their active roster, and the Nets' chances of missing the playoffs have increased dramatically, as now two of their better players have said that they are either out or are leaning towards being out. DeAndre Jordan has tested positive for COVID-19 and has ruled himself out of the Orlando restart. Spencer Dinwiddie has left the door open but has tested positive and says he is unsure whether or not he is going to play or not. Remember, the Nets are seventh in the East right now, already missing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving due to injury. Dinwiddie broke the news to The Athletic. Hours later, Jordan tweeted out his diagnosis as well. Both of them believe that they caught the virus since the NBA's mandated return to Brooklyn. Four Nets tested positive after the club's regular season pause March 11th. It is not clear whether Dinwiddie and Jordan had interacted with other Nets since contracting the virus. Only Durant is known to have had a positive test before the Dinwiddie and Jordan revelations. We will see, but, and we're going to talk about this in comparison to Major League Baseball, will these positive tests, will these players sitting out of the return to the NBA and the MLB have an impact on the way that the games get played or the way that we as fans view those games? We're going to talk about that, but when we come back here in just a moment from now, I have realized the one thing that I very much appreciate and respect about NASCAR. And it's something that I think represents NASCAR as a whole, both as a sport and as their fans, especially the ones that have stuck around over the past few weeks. I will tell you what that is when we come back here in just a minute from right now. My name is Rob Brown. DJ Tim's back at the Radio Ranch, scratching up the ones and twos for you. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. It is the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. Rob and DJ Tim with you today. Appreciate you hanging out, spending your afternoons with us. 27 minutes after the noon o'clock hour, rolling through the first hour of the show here. So, I have been asked many, many times why it is that I'm a NASCAR fan. And I've been asked that by other people who are NASCAR fans. I've been asked that by friends of mine who are not NASCAR fans but are interested. And I've been asked that by people who have genuinely no idea how anyone could be a NASCAR fan. And I have a lot of reasons why I love the sport. And I'm doing this for a couple of reasons. This segment and the amount of NASCAR that we talk about here on the show, I do it for a couple of reasons. Primarily, honestly, because I know that this is a racing market. We're right down the road from the home of NASCAR. It's Charlotte, North Carolina. I know that we are absolutely surrounded by short tracks here in the area. I know a lot of NASCAR guys have cut their proverbial teeth in this area before they go on and start making their names up on the big circuit. I understand that this is a NASCAR market, but I also do it because I love the sport. And I love the sport for a lot of reasons. First and foremost, I love the sport because I've had the opportunity to be involved with it, and I have learned the sport from the ground up. And I've told you guys plenty of times that I believe the best way to fall in love with the sport is to genuinely understand the sport, to get your hands dirty with the sport, to learn the sport from the ground up. And I've had the opportunity to do that over the course of my career. Everywhere that I've ever gone, everywhere that I've ever worked has had a track somewhere nearby, even if it's just a local sport track. And I've had the opportunity to call races. I've had the opportunity to sit on pit row and watch pit crews work. I've had the opportunity to do everything short of actually drive a race car. And I will tell you that that is way up there on your boy's bucket list. I am 100% looking forward to the opportunity to drive a car one day. It's on the bucket list for me to make my way down to Daytona and do the Richard Petty experience. I know you can do it up in Charlotte, but if I'm going to go, I'm going to go all the way, guy. And if I'm going to drive a track, I want to drive the Super Speedway. I want to get down to Daytona where it's just all gas. So I have been up. I've been afforded the opportunity to interview NASCAR drivers and pit crew chiefs. I've been given the opportunity to stand in pit row for a NASCAR race. I have been given the opportunity to sit on a broadcast. As a matter of fact, about 7 or 8 years ago, during a race called the Snowball Derby, which takes place in Pensacola, it is one of the biggest short track races in the country. As a matter of fact, every year they have one or two of the top tier Sprint Cup guys come down and drive the Snowball Derby. Well, a number of years ago, I had the opportunity to actually call that race online for the Speed Channel. That was back when the Speed Channel was a very big racing institution. I had the opportunity to call the race on the Speed Channel. And so I spent about 4 days that week down there at Pensacola Fly Flags Speedway, just getting in touch with the drivers, learning the drivers, talking to the drivers, talking to the pit crews, etc., getting to know the sport. And I love the way that the sport is run. I love the strategy that starts 3 or 4 days before the race. I love the ingenuity that goes into putting these cars together. I love everything about the lead up to the race. I love race day itself. And I'm just talking in terms of the sport. I love the way that drivers approach different races, the strategies they employ, the way the pit crews have to make calls on the fly. But the thing I love the most about NASCAR, and I've realized this over the past couple of weeks, as NASCAR kind of took a front seat for a while there after the Confederate flag discussion, with Bubba Wallace moving to the front, the story about the noose breaking, et cetera, et cetera. And it is the fact that I don't know that there is a sport that is more blue-collar, roll on no matter what, than NASCAR. The one thing that NASCAR has that I think it has as much, if not more, than every other sport is that nothing matters to the athletes themselves, whether it's the drivers or the crew chiefs or the guys changing the tires or filling up the gas tanks. Nothing matters more than the race itself. And I know that, you know, when you talk to NFL guys, at the end of the day, football is their life. They eat, sleep, breathe, live the game. I get all that. And that is all true. But the entire sport of NASCAR has that attitude. Somebody pointed out that back when Daytona 500, back when 2001, when Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away, the 7 days after Dale Earnhardt Sr. passed away were an absolute blur for NASCAR, right? They were just a blur. It was grief. It was sadness. It was mourning. And then 6 days later, 5 days later was the funeral on Thursday. And then on Friday, every single driver and every single crew was in Rockingham in time for a practice run on Friday, for an Xfinity race on Saturday, and for the big race on that Sunday at Rockingham. And the same has been true over the past 7 weeks for NASCAR with what is going on right now. From the pandemic, NASCAR went, look, running these races is what matters. Running these races is what matters. Running these races is what we have to do. So what do we need to do to make that happen? And I think what is impressive about NASCAR is that running these races is so damn important to them. Running these races is such a big deal to them that they have gone, as far as we can tell so far, above and beyond to ensure that the pandemic, the social protest, the news story around Bubba Wallace and everything else that has happened, they have taken all the proper steps to ensure that everything they need to do in order to run these races has been done. They have taken every step they needed to take to make sure that this weekend's triple header at Pocono went well, including the consecutive points races for the Cup Series. I mean, they looked phenomenal. And I think that NASCAR deserves a lot of credit for the fact that in saying that what matters is the race. What matters are the races. What matters are making sure that the races are run correctly, are run safely, but that the sport is protected in the process is a big deal. And I think NASCAR deserves a lot of credit for that. This is a unique time. It is a weird time. NASCAR has had a lot going on, from Kyle Larson, the pandemic, the iRacing events that took place in the meantime, all the way up through the Confederate flag item, the news story around Bubba Wallace. With all of that playing out, NASCAR has said, what can we do to ensure top to bottom that this sport is protected, that these races are protected, and that our sport goes on? And I think they've done a phenomenal job of that. So I want to commend NASCAR, and I want to commend racetracks around the country. I went down to, and I mentioned this last week, two Fridays ago, went down to TR Speedway in Travelers Rest for the first time to watch the dirt track racing there. And I was blown away. Because I'm not going to lie, and I'm going to get in trouble here because I don't mean this in a negative way, but I was not prepared to see what I saw. I legitimately and honestly thought that I was going to see a cluster. I did not expect to see social distancing in place. I did not expect to see the track there at TR doing everything that they needed to do in order to ensure that the pandemic wasn't spread around their track. But that's not what I saw. I saw fans all sitting apart from each other in the stands, social distancing. I saw officials down on the track, social distancing. I saw everybody in the infield, social distancing. I saw people wearing masks. Racing, I think, whether they're doing it because they believe it or whether they're doing it to protect their sport, NASCAR, all the way down to local track racing, seems to be doing what it needs to do in order to keep races being run. And I respect that because we are not seeing that out of a lot of other sports. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN is the number to be a part of the show. Text me at 71307. I do have the text right in front of me, so if you would like to text me, 71307 is the way to do it. Would love to have you jump in. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a moment from right now. And when we do, the list of players dropping out of sports is growing. And there are some big names in both the NBA and the MLB. And I got to tell you, I am feeling a little conflicted about how am I supposed to buy in all the way if some of the biggest names in these sports aren't going to be there. Talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate. Don't forget, you can use our Radio Rewind feature on the radio.com app. You can go to the website, radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen, or get the radio.com app on your smartphone. You can listen to local programming on any radio.com station up to 24 hours after it has gone off the air. So if you miss a part of our show and you want to hear all that DJ Tim and Rob Brown had to say today, well, that's all right, my friends. Go to the radio.com app, go to the Radio Rewind feature, and you can rewind live programming, local program, up to 24 hours, which means that what I'm saying right now at 12:43 on Tuesday, you can listen to it all the way up till 12:43 on Wednesday. So you can get today's show in at any point before tomorrow's begins. It's the radio.com Radio Rewind feature. All you got to do is go to radio.com/ESPN Upstate/listen, or get the radio.com app on your smartphone. Tim and I were talking during the break, and I'm going to get back to that topic here in just a minute about how we feel about sports with the major names, some of the major names beginning to drop out as Spencer Dinwiddie has dropped out of the NBA's return to Orlando, as has DeAndre Jordan, which means that the Nets, who are a playoff team right now, are likely going to have a much more difficult path to making the Eastern Conference playoffs and certainly making any headway in them. And I want to come back to that conversation. But before we do that, Tim and I were talking during the break about the way that we have approached sports during this pandemic in terms of rewatching old sports as a source of entertainment. And Tim, you were saying that you've got one on the live TV in the studio right now, correct?
Yes.
What are you watching right this second?
I'm watching the 2016 Clemson Regional on it's on ESPNU. The elimination game between Clemson and Western Carolina, a game in which Clemson won like 20-1. So, I don't know why they felt this game was it was good to put on ESPNU, but hey, it's sports. I get to watch some action.
Probably because they've replayed all of the other ones already, would be my guess.
Yeah, I remember that they replayed the first game between these two in the regional, in which that was 24-10.
Right.
It was a football score. I was like, that was at least entertaining. This game was not entertaining at all, really.
Yeah. So I realized, because the way that conversation came up during the break, for those of you who have not followed the show, I'm a music guy, and so I play music, and I also play the hell up out of some air guitar and air drums during the breaks. Tim can attest to that. So last night, as I'm flipping channels, looking for something to watch while I'm kind of starting to put together a general show outline for today, as I'm scrolling through the old TV channels, there's a bunch of old live sports that are a bunch of old sports games rebroadcast that are on a few different channels here at the Casa de Love. And as I'm flipping around them, I pass one channel that is showing the old Men in Black movie, the old Will Smith Men in Black, the first one. And so I decide to watch that movie. And the reason I thought of it was because I have the Men in Black theme song playing in my head, because Men in Black had a phenomenal soundtrack. Anyway, I am flipping through channels, and I realized that I'm at the point now that I don't even stop on old sports broadcasts anymore, even ones that have some relevance to me. I mean, unless it is one of my teams and it is a highlight game of that sports franchise or school, I don't really stop and watch them anymore. For about a month and a half after we all went into lockdown, I very frequently stopped on old broadcasts of sports to watch them. And it didn't matter what it was, I'd take anything. I was absolutely watching 20-0 wins of Clemson's baseball team in a regional over Western Kentucky. I would absolutely stop to watch that play out. Now, unless it's, again, one of my teams in a highlight historical game, I don't really stop and watch them anymore, and I really don't know why that is. The other night, they were replaying South Carolina's national championship baseball game, the final game where they became NCAA champs in Omaha, which is a game that has a lot of influence in this area, right? That's a game that I absolutely should have stopped on. That's a game that I should have watched. It's a game that I could have watched and made a segment on the show out of it the very next day, but I didn't do that. I had no interest in it. And Tim, you had kind of an interesting point about why that might be.
I'm trying to remember what was the. Yeah, well, can you enlighten me?
No. Basically, that when it's these games and you already know what's going to happen, right? The outcome's decided.
Oh yeah, it's just dull. It's like, yeah, who cares?
Right.
You know.
Because the fun in sports, the entertainment in sports is in the drama, right? That's where the love of sports is. It's in the drama. I mean, even when you've got a heavy favorite, there's always that chance that the underdog gets it done. They just have a perfect day, the great team has a bad day, and you have a historic upset. Any game on any given day has the potential to have a historic performance within it that makes that game an all-time game, and that's when it's fun. I have seen that South Carolina championship game two or three times since it took place. I watched it live, obviously. I was on the radio when it happened. I watched it again a few days later so that I could talk some college baseball on my show back in Florida. I just felt zero motivation to watch it again. I felt zero motivation to try to sit through that matchup again. It held no intrigue. It held no appeal to me. And so I wonder if you guys have felt the same way. Do you still find yourself watching old rebroadcast of games, or has that aspect of entertainment kind of worn on you? Is it kind of over for you? Are you over it and just ready to get back to live sports? I don't know. I found my opinion shifted on that dramatically, so I ask you the same question. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477 3776 is the number. Text me 71307. Start your text with ESPN, or you can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. Let's take our final break of hour number one, roll to hour number two. Right after this, you're listening to The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, sometimes you just have these moments where somebody says something on television that's so out of left field that you kind of have to ask, why are you a thing? Why are you a thing? Just a couple of minutes ago on ESPN, Dan Orlovsky was talking football with Mike Greenberg and Booger McFarland, and the question got brought up, with Teddy Bridgewater, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady, who is the best quarterback right now in the NFC South? And I think the vast majority of us would answer that if you want to be correct, you pick either Brady or Brees, right? If you rely on the rings argument, then it's all Brady. If you rely on the numbers argument, then Brees has an argument. But you cannot argue in good faith outside of it being either Brady or Brees, right? So, Dan Orlovsky said that is if he took Matt Ryan, not Ryan, and you transferred him to either the New Orleans Saints or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that Matt Ryan would be the MVP of the National Football League, and that Matt Ryan is definitely a better quarterback than either Drew Brees or Tom Brady. And I don't understand how words work, I guess, because that just blew my mind, right? This is a guy that on his team, and I understand if you want to make the argument about, if you'd like to make the argument about Dan Quinn being there, sure, I guess. But let's not talk about Matt Ryan, who's had Roddy White, Julio Jones, Tony Gonzalez, Calvin Ridley. He's had Stephen the Burner Turner, Mike Turner, Stephen Jackson, Devontae Freeman, all on his team, and has done very little with it. And you're going to try to convince me you'd take him over Brady or Brees? That is what somebody desperate for a job starts to sound like. 2 hours left. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.